Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'll talk to you a little bit about some good reasons to drain a pool, either completely or partially. And I'll go over, of course, some cautions when you drain a pool. And this is something that a lot of customers give you pushback for. No one likes to drain the water, either for cost reasons or environmental reasons. So I'll go over some ways that you can explain the reasons why you're going to drain the pool. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. And this varies by region, of course. Some areas draining the pool is looked upon or shunned upon. And sometimes there's restrictions because of drought and draining that much water and refilling. There's some cost involved. But in most cases, customers will give you a lot of pushback when you tell them that you need to drain their pool and start over with fresh water. I remember one customer, he bought a house and I took over the account, or actually kept me on from the service from the previous owner. And he came out one day, he's like, "You think we should drain the pool because, you know, there are other people using the water and I want to start fresh with my family." I didn't argue with him. I just said, "Yeah, that's a great idea." That was an easy one. That's probably the only one ever that's been that easy. But draining the pool should be done for a number of reasons. And I'll run through the list pretty quickly here. And then I'll unpack each reason a little bit longer here. So high TDS, or high total dissolved solids, high salt, nitrates, if you're going to do a chlorine wash or an acid wash. And these are probably the main reasons why you want to drain the pool. And you want to explain to the customer which reason and for what reason. So I'll start with high TDS, or high total dissolved solids. And you've probably heard this before if you hear anything about TDS. But if you're boiling water in the kitchen in a pot, let's say you're using the same pot over and over again, and it's a stainless steel pot, you'll see a white ring around the top of the area where the water kind of evaporated. And basically what happens with the pool, the same thing happens. Only the pure water will evaporate, and then everything else will be left behind. So let me give you some of the elements that are in TDS. Now, this could be, you know, something that you can explain to the customer to some degree. Usually when you drain a pool for TDS, I should back up a little bit. It's because things are kind of funky. You can't get the pool balanced. Maybe there's strange things happening. There may be some discoloration on the cleaner, or maybe on the surface or in the skimmer. And that could be due to high TDS or metals in the water. And I probably should have mentioned that you would drain a pool sometimes for metals, but you can also extract them using the Sealator 4.0 and metal sequestering agents. You would drain the pool for that reason. Later when I mention acid washes, I'll go over that. So minerals that are in the water would be calcium, magnesium, sodium, which is salt. Even if you don't have a saltwater pool, the salt will enter the pool through using liquid chlorine. Potassium, bicarbonates, sulfates, and chlorides. You also have salt again, and I'll mention a little bit why you would want to drain a pool if the salt's too high. Chlorine and bromine compounds, you know, these are also, I mentioned the salt comes from the chlorine. Organic matter, sweat, oils, things like that, that just don't leave the water. And those are mainly the things that are part of TDS. And you can explain to the customer that the acceptable TDS level is 2,000 parts per million. How do you get the TDS level? You want to use a digital meter that does total dissolved solids. So you would get a reading of the tap water, and then you would get a reading of the pool, and you would subtract those and get the number. So let's say you do the tap water test, TDS coming out of the tap is 400. You do the pool and it's coming at 3000. So that means that the TDS is 2600 parts per million, which is over the limit. Now, you can, of course, maintain a pool with high TDS. It's not a major factor. You know, when you have a saltwater pool, the TDS level is probably about 4,000 parts per million because of the salt in there. So it's not like you can't maintain a pool with high TDS. The only time you want to drain the pool with high TDS is if you can't get the pool balanced and you're having a lot of trouble with the chemistry in that pool. And that's when you would tell the customer that, you know, there's just too much stuff in the pool, and explain to him how the pure water evaporates. You can use the kind of the stove example with them, and they'll probably get it. And then it should be a green light to drain the pool at that point. Now, if there's too much salt in the pool, and this happens a lot when the salt cell starts to go bad and people just keep adding salt. I've seen this happen when the builder added salt and then the pool pro added salt right after. They did a double salt add. And that's why it's important to always check the salinity level. I don't know why I can't say that. The salinity level before you add salt to the pool. You know, when the Hayward Aquarite salt cell starts failing, it'll give you a false low salt reading. Other salt cells may also give you that, but I find that the Hayward cells are pretty notorious for giving you a low salt reading when the salt level is perfectly fine in the pool. So if you have an Aquarite salt cell and it's getting old, maybe it's 4 or 5 years old, and you're continuously getting a low salt indicator on the control panel, I would recommend an independent digital salinity meter to test that and get an accurate reading, because what happens with those particular salt cells is that the pool pro or the customer will keep adding salt. And once you change that cell, you're going to get a reading of like 6,500 parts per million. And the reason why you need to drain the pool partially or completely when the salt level is that high is because the salt does not evaporate out of the water. And you would have to get like 50 inches of rain to kind of dilute that down. And that doesn't happen in most regions. So you would have to do a partial full drain. So if it's at 6,000 parts per million and you have a 20,000 gallon pool, logically, if you take 10,000 gallons out, which is probably draining it 4 feet down, you would drop the salt level to 3,000 parts per million and you're good to go. And sometimes it's just better to drain the whole pool down at that point if the water hasn't been drained in a long time. And high salt, the reason why you would want to drain it, the salt system just won't activate or work with a salt level that high in the pool. And there's also a threshold of corrosion with a salt pool at that level. I believe if you're over 5,000 parts per million of salt, you're going to have some corrosion problems with some heater parts, maybe some filter parts. So you definitely don't want to have the salt level at that point. Of course, 3,000 to 4,000 parts per million is acceptable. It's much lower than the ocean. And so the corrosion is not going to be that bad at an acceptable level. The reason why the saltwater pool can operate with high TDS like that, because if you, let's say you're at 3,000 parts per million of salt and you're getting a 4,000 parts per million TDS level, it's because the saltwater generator actually will utilize that salt to generate the chlorine, and that helps keep everything in balance. And when you have a saltwater pool with a non-functioning saltwater generator, I really suggest, if the customer doesn't want to put another generator in and get it working, to drain that pool completely, because then your TDS is truly at 4,000 parts per million because the salt is not being utilized by the saltwater generator, and it becomes harder to balance that pool. I've had many pools where the saltwater system is non-functional and the customers don't drain the water. Sometimes you can manage the pool pretty well. Other times it becomes very difficult to keep that water balanced with all that salt in there. So definitely drain the pool down if someone had added too much salt, and drain the pool down and refill it if they have a saltwater pool with a non-functioning saltwater generator. Here's one that is really prevalent. A lot of places in Arizona and some areas of California have this problem, and that's with nitrates. I suppose parts of Florida have this problem also, and other regions, Texas, would have some nitrate issues. So having nitrates in the pool is a strange problem because, number one, you don't really know where it came from in some cases. Other cases, you may have your suspicions. And it's sometimes hard to tell you have nitrates unless you actually do a nitrate test in the pool. Test strips are probably the easiest way to test for nitrates in the pool. You can get nitrate test strips pretty readily available from your supplier or online. And if you suspect nitrates, here are some signs that you may have nitrates in the water. You're adding a lot of chlorine to the pool and it keeps zeroing out. This is a good sign that there's nitrates in the water. When I say you're adding a lot of chlorine to the pool, I'm kind of understating it. You're adding a ton of chlorine to the pool and nothing's holding. I've had pools with nitrates where I've added, 10 gallons of liquid chlorine and I filled up the floater with 5 tablets. And a week later, it's at zero. There's algae in the pool. Now, it can be phosphates and it can be a poor running filter. So, of course, rule that out by doing a phosphate test. And phosphates can be remedied without draining the pool. You can use a phosphate remover. But if it is nitrates, the best thing you can do is drain the pool down. There's a break point where you can actually break it and the chlorine will hold. But that's going to be a lot more expensive, I think. And in the long run, the nitrates are still in the water. So you want to make sure you eliminate the nitrates by doing a full drain of the pool to get the nitrates out of the water. Again, a pool with nitrates is going to have problems holding chlorine. And you'll know this is the case, unless the pool has a leak, of course. So that's another factor to also check, make sure it's not leaking water. And if the pool has a leak, you're going to notice that the cyanuric acid level is also dropping. That's kind of how you can tell a pool with a leak versus nitrates. If you test the water and the cyanuric acid is at 100, and then you test it a month later and it's at 30, chances are that pool has a leak. And if there's an autofill, you can turn it off and do a bucket test, but that's a whole nother podcast. Basically, nitrates will cause the chlorine not to hold in the pool, and you'll find that week after week, you're putting in an exorbitant amount of chlorine in that pool, and it's still zeroing out. That's when you go to the store and get the nitrate test kit, put the strip in there, and if indeed there's any nitrates registered on that strip, you have to drain that pool and refill it. There's really no other solution, and you can explain to the customer the problem with nitrates is that chlorine's not holding in the pool, and they have to drain the pool, and they can do their own research online to realize that what you're telling them is true, and that's a pretty easy sell, but it happens a lot. In certain regions where it's rural and nitrates get in the pool. But it also happens in my area where I can't figure out where they come from. But I've had a couple pools with nitrate problems. And, it took me about 3 weeks to figure it out when I was just adding more and more chlorine to the pool. And those pools had to be, of course, drained and refilled to cure that problem. Now, draining a pool to do a chlorine wash is another good reason to have the pool drained. And you can do this for a number of reasons. You can have maybe a Pebble Tech pool that had a lot of algae and it's just really aggressive and you want to drain it to take care of that. Black algae is another reason why you want to drain a pool and do a chlorine wash. If you have black algae, it's just out of control. You can sometimes cure it with topical things like Algaban, the trichlor, granular trichlor, or with a Pool-R-X and by raising the chlorine level to a high level. But a lot of times you just can't cure it that way. And so draining the pool and doing a chlorine wash is a great way to cure the black algae. Once it's dry, you can really kill it with just chlorine over the black algae. You would do a chlorine wash of the whole pool. And I have a video on my YouTube channel where I do a chlorine wash and an acid wash. You can watch that to see the method or how that's done. But it's a great way to kind of take the algae stains off a pool. And that's with a chlorine wash. And it does really wonders for a lot of pools. And that's one reason why you want to drain the pool. If the customer has persistent algae or algae that's not coming out with any kind of topical chemicals, then draining it and using a chlorine wash is great. I guess one word of caution with the black algae, sometimes you're going to need to pressure wash the black algae off. And in rare cases, and I've seen this with a few commercial accounts, you have to power sand the heads of the black algae off the plaster because sometimes the black algae has been there for years and it's hard to get rid of. So that's another reason to drain a pool is when you're doing a chlorine wash to get rid of any kind of algae that's kind of persistent. And then last, an acid wash would be something that you would, of course, need to drain the pool for. And this is for metal staining. I mentioned metals in the pool water. You can eliminate some of that with the Sealator 4.0 and with a sequestering agent. But sometimes the stains can't be removed. Even if you use ascorbic acid to try to remove them, the stains are still there. And so an acid wash is probably the best way to remove the metal stains. And I have a really good video on that with the Biodex Aquadex 50 and using that as part of the acid wash to remove some of the metal stains in the pool. But an acid wash is like the last resort for a pool with a lot of stains. And of course, there's a lot of cautions with acid washes. And I have a lot of podcasts where I talk about different cautions when you're doing an acid wash. But that's a good reason to drain a pool and refill it when you want to remove stains on the surface that can't be removed with any topical chemicals, draining it, acid washing it, refilling it, rebalancing the water, and starting with fresh water. Now, of course, you can just drain a pool for other reasons, but I would say just to be, you know, environmentally friendly and politically correct with the customers, I would use these reasons, these four reasons, five reasons to drain a pool. High TDS, high salt, nitrates, doing a chlorine wash, or doing an acid wash would be the reasons to drain the pool. And these reasons are reasonable and acceptable to most customers. And I would stick with these as the way to kind of convince the customer that they need to drain the pool. Unless you have a customer that wants to drain the pool because they don't want to have the same water as the previous homeowner. If you're looking for other podcasts that I've recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. Click on the podcast icon and there'll be a drop-down menu of over 1,300 podcasts for you to listen to. And if you're interested in a coaching program, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.